if I think about her, I don't think, like, if I had to explain, like, describe your mom to me, I'd be like, well, you know, she's like a mom. She's pretty strict. You know, she was a good mom growing up. She's a really good cook, you know, but I wouldn't be like, she's an adventurer. But, like, she is. I don't know. It's just really cool.
Hi, I'm Willow Belden, and you're listening to Out There, the podcast that explores big questions through intimate stories in the outdoors. It's Mother's Day, and to celebrate, we have a special bonus episode. It's a bit different than the stories we usually air, because it involves stories about you, our listeners. Over the past few weeks, we've asked you to share stories about your mothers, and how they've influenced your relationship with the outdoors. And you did. I was thrilled by how nuanced and thought-provoking your stories were, and so today I want to share some of my favorites with you. Without further ado, let's get to it.
Hi, Willow. It's Charlotte. I'm from White Plains, New York. So my mom's free time was normally spent in the garden when I was a child. I remember her fingers covered in soil, digging, weeding, and planting, and getting frustrated when things wouldn't flourish. When one of my brothers died, she planted a tree in his honor. That spot that she chose for the tree ended up killing every tree that she tried planting there. She couldn't figure out why until she planted a Chinese maple. This Chinese maple was able to root in this rocky and rather confusing patch of her yard. And this tree is actually still there in her garden some 20 years later. She taught me how nature really can throw some curveballs. But if you're persistent enough, something beautiful is bound to grow from the pain.
Hi, my name is Marinal de Jesus. I wish I could say I have a normal and loving relationship with my mom. I don't. In fact, the truth is, my relationship with my mom had been strained for years. We only see each other sporadically, if at all. My parents and siblings came to America when I was a teenager. We came as immigrants from the Philippines. You see, when I was growing up, and even now, my mom has always been highly critical, demanding, and negative to a point that she becomes mentally and emotionally abusive towards me. My relationship with my mother is what makes the outdoors a sacred place for me. To me, the outdoors provided the comfort and safety that I didn't experience growing up. The outdoors never made me feel judged or rejected or hated. Nature reassured me of my worth. It gave me the confidence that I lost years ago. It made me rediscover the meaning of joy, love, and inner peace. And it even kicked my depression to the curb.
Hey, my name is Christina Sforza, and I am calling just to tell you a little bit about my mom. You know, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, my dad passed away. He was actually ice skating and had an accident. And so I've been down in grad school in Oklahoma. And so with, you know, some friends I made down here, we do a lot of kind of, we do Creeksgiving, we go up to Colorado, and you know, we'll do like long weekends trips and things like that. So me and my fiance were like, yeah, we're going to go up to Colorado for a couple weeks. So we were like, we'll do some camping, we'll do some climbing. And my mom was like, I want to come to Colorado. And like, so I was like, oh yeah, sure. Yeah, you are more than welcome to come. And so, yeah, like 60-something, she like picked up rock climbing as kind of like a family activity that we do together. I think it's just so impressive of her to kind of just
be down to go climb and take on this really kind of intense outdoor activity. But I don't, like, if I think about her, I don't think, like, if I had to explain, like, describe your mom to me, I'd be like, well, you know, she's like a mom, she's pretty strict, you know, she was a good mom growing up, she's a really good cook, you know, but I wouldn't be like, she's an adventurer, but, like, she is. I don't know, it's just really cool. There was one time we were up, it's somewhere outside of Fort Collins, but there's this, like, boulder formation where you're kind of going through the Slot Canyon cave system, and so we ended up getting my mom stuck in this, like, squeezed chimney kind of off-width situation, and she was like, I can't move, I can't go, you know, and I was like, oh no, like, I'm gonna ruin this whole trip for her, like, I made her come and do this, and she ended up getting out of it, you know, like, she got through it and, like, got out, but she, like, immediately starts, like, joking and, like, laughing with it, you know, and I'm like, oh, like, again, you're just so, like, positive. I don't know, you don't, like, think about it. I'm like, sweet, my mom's going to come climbing with me. And then I'm like, where's all your guys' family, you know? And they're like, well, my parents would never come out here, you know? And I'm like, oh, but why not? Like... I'm like, Mom, you are so, I don't think you know how impressive you are, but you're, like, pretty unbelievable, like.
So there you have it, moms, nature, and the power they have over us. Coming up next week on Out There.
I think that's the thing about the outdoors that people are reluctant to talk about. The outdoors can kill you. You know what's outdoors? Frostbite, snakes, volcanoes, you know, things that can kill you. Will they kill you? Very likely not. I'm a scientist, so I get that the probabilities are on my side, but I'm also a modern person and I feel exposed in areas without cell signal. But admitting that the lack of digital signal bothers me is itself a signal of weakness, so I stay silent.
That's it for this episode. Our theme music was written by Jared Arnold, and our marketing and business development director is Alex Egger-King. Happy Mother's Day, and as always, have a beautiful day, be bold, go outside, and find your dreams.